Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot and beautiful songs from around the African continent will be coming to you, so relax and let's take a trip around Africa on this. But as we all know, there's this epidemic that is ravaging West Africa. People are dying, people are suffering from the Ebola virus. And people are also coming together to help fight this epidemic, to spread the message, to educate people about the Ebola virus, what we are supposed to do, how can we help our people. Donations are going back to Africa to help save our people from the Ebola virus. Well, artists from across the nation of Sierra Leone here in the United States have decided to come together to see how they can help through their own medium to promote the education of this Ebola virus to our people, how they can help to send medical equipment back to Sierra Leone and to all the African countries like Liberia, Guinea, and Nigeria that has also been affected by this Ebola virus. One such message came from Menance the General. He's a Sierra Leonean hip-hop rap artist, and he decided to send this special message. Let's listen to it.
Ebola, Ebola. Your name resonating from my voice don't even sound right. Why? Because I don't like you, he don't like you, she don't like you, we don't like you, so therefore eradicating you from the motherland is something that we are going to fight for. We already have too many stumbling blocks to worry about each day, like hunger, crime, and injustice. So no sir, you being a virus that's a human fiend is a battle that you are not gonna win. We've seen enough, from senseless wars to extreme poverty. How long shall we perish? How long till the sun shine on this dark continent? We're tired of being weak, vulnerable, and submissive. So today I ask this to the leaders that we elected. What do you do for us? Cause right now I don't even know what's worse, Ebola or you that's in power. Generating all this income and accumulating all this wealth right in front of our faces, so don't think you're moving in stealth. Now we are bleeding from the inside while you sit there and watch our deteriorating health. But for some reason I feel like I'm wasting my breath, but I don't care because there's so much beauty in life than death. You got away with leaving us jobless, barely a grain of rice and a droplet of water to survive. And once again you are failing us by leaving us naked and unprotected to a deadly disease. This time, all we ask is for your protection. How many more lives do we have to lose to get your attention? Ebola, Ebola. You may be silent, you may be painful. You may be weakening and you have hurt us. But as deadly as you are, you will never be able to break us when we are united. So today I plead to my brothers and sisters all across the world. Let's come together and help spread the word. Let's fight to eradicate Ebola once and for all.
Thank you very much, Minister General. From Sierra Leone, that was a beautiful piece there, beautiful spoken word. And let's start off the African beat right now from Nigeria with Aye by Davido, and right after that, Bless Me by Stofresh of Sierra Leone, and Ambiance Akonakri by Aisha Kone featuring Sekuba Kandia. But right now, Aye by Davido of Nigeria.
Cause you want my love, oh, baddest. Baby girl, you the baddest. Oh yeah, shake it your assets. Make him man no go forget. Imagine, baby, you cause imagine.
Titi, I don't get no worry. Titi, I don't get no worry. Every day we pass so. on a tree.
Yes. I shakwene kwenu su anawamedi.
Ambiance Conakry by Aisha Kone featuring Sekuba Kandye, and right before that, Bless Me by Stofresh of Sierra Leone and Aye by Davido of Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vande here in Washington. Last week before the Miss Africa USA pageant, I had some three beautiful ladies from the pageant. Representing the Democratic Republic of Congo was Patricia Mabengo, representing the Republic of Ghana, Hilda Frimpong, and representing Somalia was Jawahir Hakmid. And these wonderful ladies had some very, very interesting discussions with me. And so stay tuned, because right after this break, I'll be bringing that discussion to you. And the pageant is come and gone. Miss Ethiopia emerged as the winner, but one of my guests, Jawahir Ahmed of Somalia, was voted as Miss Congeniality. So we want to congratulate you, all your friends that were here in the studio. I know you had a wonderful time out there and you are all winners, remember? But we want to listen to exactly what you said before you went to the pageant.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat. And this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
Number one in the entire Africa and beyond. You are listening to the African Beats, the biggest music show that plays all the platinum hits from Africa with David Van Dien. I represent Freetown, Sierra Leone, Grandpapa Foxy DJ. You heard?
African Beats.
Usinipite, uniponye na unibariki. Na kunganga ni anganga ni anganga.
wabadilisha ndoto za
ndoto za kuonewa,
wabadilisha ndoto zangu
ndoto za maumivu,
wabadilisha ndoto zangu
ndoto za umasikini,
wanipatia ndoto za Yusufu
zaniketisha na wakuu.
African beat on the Voice of America, and you've just listened to this beautiful tune by Milka Kakete of Tanzania, Nakungangania. Beautiful music coming to you live from the station that rules the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. And I am David Van Der Heer. Remember, when I started my show earlier, I told you, my listeners out there, and all the fans of African beats across the world, that I'm having some beauties in the studio. Well, they are representing the Miss Africa USA pageant, and I have a representative from Ghana, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Somalia. Well, I have them here with me, but I'll let them tell you exactly who they are so that you will hear it from the horse's mouth. Let me start off with Miss Somalia. Can you just introduce yourself?
Yeah, thanks so much for having us here. My name is Jawahar Ahmed. I'm representing the country of Somalia, and I'm from Utah.
Hi everyone, my name is Patricia Simbu Mabengo, and like David said, I am representing the Democratic Republic of the Congo in the Miss Africa USA pageant.
Ooh, hi everyone, this is Hilda Akuya Frimpong, and I am representing the beautiful country of Ghana.
Africa's got so much talent that we need to just expose it out there. So that's what exactly African Beat is doing. That is why you are hearing these three wonderful ladies that will be taking part in the Miss Africa USA pageant in the United States of America. And now, let me start off with you, Patricia Mabengo. I love calling you Mabengo. I love your last name.
Thank you.
It sounds like music to my ears.
Thank you.
All right. So, what is it about this Miss Africa pageant?
Well, I think Miss Africa USA pageant is different than most pageant because, for one, it's a humanitarian pageant. The participants have to raise awareness on a specific platform. Like me, myself, I am talking about the Ponzi Hospital. I'm raising awareness on the Ponzi Hospital and the work that they're doing in Eastern Congo to help heal rape survivors. As you know, Congo has been plagued with a rape crisis within the last two decades. So I think that the pageant does an amazing job of empowering young African women here in the United States and giving them a voice and a platform to advocate about things that they're passionate about.
Wow, that sounds great. And if I can come to you, Hilda,
yes.
Give us your own take on the Miss Africa USA pageant.
I agree. The Miss Africa USA pageant, it's not your typical stereotypical beauty pageant. And I think with our African nations, there's a stigma between when it comes to beauty pageants and having our women compete in beauty pageants. And Miss Africa USA has given us a platform not to only represent our countries, ourselves, and our family, but like Patricia said, our charities and our platforms. Mine's is scoliosis awareness, and every girl that's in the competition has their own cause that they're advocating for. So I was really attracted to Miss Africa USA because of the humanitarian platform, because you are a goodwill ambassador for your country and you are the face of your country, and it's not just about the gown that you're wearing or your bathing suit or who has the best body. There is more to it, and I think that would attract more African girls to come and compete and represent their culture.
And Joa?
Yep, sorry to be cliche, but just like what the girl said, it's all about the platform, and that's what separates the Miss Africa USA pageant than all the other pageants, because we're talking about culture. We're talking about, you know, the love of our country and the things that we're willing to do for our country. And we're all the way in America, and to think about what all the girls combined are willing to do for their country is really an amazing thing.
Wow, that sounds great. And and I'm pretty sure those who will be listening, or the young girls who will be listening, will be saying, wow, this is such a great pageant. And
and I love to be part of it. But one question that I want to ask here is, this pageant is taking place in the United States of America, and you're representing your countries here in the United States. How do you think this pageant can impact Africa as a whole? Yes, Patricia.
Well, I mean, there's different ways this pageant can impact Africa as a whole. The winner, first of all, they get the opportunity of going back to their home country and working on their platform in their home country. And I don't think that you necessarily have to be in Africa in order for you to impact Africa. The passion that each of these ladies have for their homeland and their culture, I think that alone has a huge impact in Africa. So it empowers them in a way where they can find resources, find different ways on how they can help their country. So I think that that alone is a huge way that, you know, it can help Africa back home, our homeland.
You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Vander here in Washington. And today my guests are from Miss Africa USA pageant, and I have Hilda from Ghana, representing Ghana, Patricia Mbengo from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Jawa, she's from Somalia. But we'll take a break and we'll take a musical break. And what I did actually, I asked these ladies to give me some of their best songs from their different countries, and so we're going to start right now from the Democratic Republic of Congo, because our last speaker is from the DRC. And so we start where she decided, hey, I think the one I like now best is Service by Fally Ipupa, who is also my great star from the Congo. And so let's enjoy this good music now. Service by Fally Ipupa from the DRC.
Claudicia, bonjour. Yves. Venimila Yafoy. Fao de Bagdad, Anna Jadot, Sultani Suleiman, le dentiste des artistes Constant Apoli, Mozens Djenko, Japres Awaga, Sekou Black, Didier Drogba prend Lala, Kolo Touré prend Mado, Emmanuel Adebayor prend Charité, danser la rumba, Samuel Eto'o prend Georgette, David Monceau et son diamant noir. Nathalie Koua Cooper, facile à garer.
Yes, beautiful and lovely music there by Fally Ipupa, Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. And now, Joa, I want to ask you, in Africa today, we see a lot of wars. Wars are going on, fighting, killing each other. I'm from a country that has been plagued by war. You are from a country that is still fighting. And how do you think your participation in the Miss Africa USA pageant can help young girls that are still affected by war in your country and other parts of Africa?
I think that it would show them that they do have a voice, because specifically, at least in Somalia, a lot of people, you know, they think, oh, it's the women were oppressed and all these things. But in reality, the women, we aren't oppressed and we do have a voice. But the thing is, the girls are too shy to actually raise their voice and tell them, hey, you know what, this, I don't think this is right. Like, for example, FGM and sort of things like that, when we should have a say in it, but we just choose not to. I think that the women in Somalia, though, and other women in Africa, they'll look at us and say, hey, you know what, these girls, they're just like you and me. They're nothing different. Like, they're African like I am. They're doing something about what they're passionate about. Maybe I'm passionate about this and I do have a say. So I hope that they can look up to us and say, you know what, those girls, they stood up for what they believe in, because if you don't stand up for something, then you'll fall for anything.
Hilda, let's look at what Joa was saying out there, because when war affects one country in Africa, it affects all of us. We'll not say because it's not at our doorstep. You know, it's just like we'll be talking later on about this Ebola disease that is ravaging West Africa and going to other parts. You will not say because it doesn't knock at your door, then it means it will not affect you. But definitely you have friends that has been affected. So what is your take about that?
Yes, I completely agree. It might not be affecting Ghana directly, but as Africa, this is Miss Africa USA, and we are promoting the unity of our African countries. I think my opinion is we can't really save every person in the country. We can't go in there and fix the war, but the things that we can do here will bring hope to our countries. We could show the beauty of our countries. You know, there's so many times Africa, when we see Africa, we focus on the negatives. And it's not that it doesn't exist. There are really bad aspects. You know, there are bad things happening, but it's such a beautiful culture. And this pageant is our opportunity to show the hope and the beauty in our country despite what's going on. And that's one thing about our people. No matter what we're going through, we always we're optimistic and we find hope in everything. And this pageant is just a bigger illustration of that. And so although I can't go in Somalia and directly help the people in Somalia, I could say I am doing something to show the beauty of Africa and bring hope to our African countries.
Mm-hmm. Mabengo?
I just want to add to that. We're not here saying that we are going to save Africa. And I think that's another amazing thing about this pageant is it teaches us how to build an idea, how to start from the ground up. You know, each of us with our platform, we're working with specific organizations, specific people that are doing things in our country. So you can't just have this vision like, oh, I'm going to go and save Africa. You have to start somewhere, and, you know, you have to have ideas, you know, you have to implement those ideas step by step. And by me helping Bukavu Congo, I'm helping all of Congo. By helping all of Congo, I'm helping all of Africa. So it's important for you to understand that, you know, it's not a small thing. Just because it looks like a small thing, it has a larger impact.
All right. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Wonderful ladies, talented ladies all talking to me today. And it's just massive. I'm just excited in the studio. You know what? I tell you all the time, I love my job, man. I love what I do. Don't you think?
Yeah, that's how it should be.
Don't you think it's cool?
Yeah,
exactly.
We love
how
it
should be.
Voice of America is amazing here. Yeah.
All right, let's take a piece of music right now, and we go to Somalia. Wow, that's such a beautiful nation. And people of Somalia, we want you to know that we love you and we care about you. We pray every day for you, and we pray that peace will definitely reign. And Joha suggested a very, very special song. It is done by Ali Dantu, right? Ali Dantu, and it is Yo Anab Abdirahman. Uh-huh, that is the song. It's a beautiful song. I want to ask you exactly if you know what that means.
Those are just two names.
Those are just two names?
Yeah.
Oh, Iyo Anab Abdirahman.
Yeah.
It's a name.
Yep.
Oh, yes, like we can say Abdurrahman. We have Abdurrahman.
Yeah, exactly.
Rahman is Abdirahman.
So there's Ali and then there's Anab.
Okay, well, let's enjoy this beautiful music right now by Ali Dantu, and it's a lovely tune. You want to see this one. You will love it wherever you are right now. Let's enjoy the music.
Oh, hey, lay, 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 lay. ichite dale bankura chuga
oh hello.
Abdurrahman, beautiful music by Ali Dento from Somalia. Thank you very much for doing this selection for us, Joa. And of course, to all of you guys for the beautiful selections that you made. And we'll come to Ghana. But now, as we listen to the African beat, the other day, we watched the news. We listen to the news every day. And for Africa, we have been affected by a plague called Ebola. This deadly virus is ravaging West Africa. I know you are from DR Congo. It has been in the Congo.
Yeah,
before.
I believe it originated from the Congo.
Yes,
yeah.
From the Congo. Mm-hmm. That's where it first happened.
Yeah.
In the Congo.
Yeah.
And we sympathize with the families that have been lost and those that have been affected by this deadly virus. But as women that are working on helping, even in the health sector, and with the Miss Africa pageant, what will be your message to these countries and these people that have been affected, and to those that have not been affected but are looking at this disease as if, oh, it is not our take? Let me start off with you, Patricia.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I don't think that that's the way to see this. This is not our problem, you know? It started off with one country and it's evolved and it's all over Western Africa right now. And I think that one thing, a specific thing that impacts is one country or one part of Africa, it should impact all of us, you know? We should all feel the need to help. But I think the main message that I would want to put out there or let the people know is, you know, just the message of hope, you know? The rest of the world is watching. The rest of the world knows what's going on, you know? And I think that the rest of the world also has to be willing to help. Like the two patients that came to the United States, to Georgia, and I think that the backlash that, you know, some of the people have given, I don't think that it's fair, you know? We are all citizens, human citizens, and I think that we should always be willing to help each other no matter the situation.
Exactly. Okay, yes, let me come to Hilda.
Well, for me, it's kind of interesting how certain people choose when to help and when to aid certain countries and when not to. This plague is affecting so many people. People are dying. And that attitude is just like, it's really surprising to me. You know, when we pick and choose which parts of the world we want to help and which parts we don't want to help, when we want to help them and how we help them. I think right now the only message that I can give is prayer. You know, I can't physically do anything, and I hope that everyone that's there, people who are dealing with it, you know, just continue to pray and have hope, like Patricia said. But for the rest of the world, we need to understand that, you know, especially the rest of our African countries, this is affecting everyone. And people who are even here, we have to understand that, you know, it could easily happen anywhere, you know, even if it's not Ebola, it could be something else.
It could be something else. Exactly. Yes, Joa?
Yeah, I agree with her. I also think that people, especially us Americans, a lot of people, they assume, oh, you know, I'm going to go do a humanitarian mission in Africa. Like, that's the thing, kind of. But now when they really need our help, it's like, oh, no, thank you. I don't want to go there, get sick. But if we have more people, like, even though the doctors that, you know, have been going there, they've been, like, there's 60 of them that got sick. It's not because, you know, oh, it's because they're helpers. No, it's because that's back when we couldn't really realize what was going on. And now that we know it's not an airborne disease, you know, it's not just coming out of thin air. It's like, it's from bodily fluids. So now we know better how to take care of it. And more health people, like health administrators or people that go for humanitarian missions, they should know how to, you know, coordinate and work with people that have the virus, and they shouldn't be afraid to go and help. Because I guarantee if this happened in America, everyone would be freaking out. But just because it's Africa, West Africa, people are like, oh, you know what? They can handle it. They have so many things. No, they don't have a lot of things that we have here, and we need to go.
And we have people from all over the world that are everywhere.
Exactly.
So if even you are in West Africa, maybe you are from America, you are from Britain or from Germany, you could be affected also.
Exactly.
And so let us just don't say because it is happening in West Africa,
yeah,
then we just have to sit back.
Exactly.
But I think we've got a very good message there, and the education about how to prevent this disease is going out rapidly, and people are becoming very, very much aware. And as we know, even the presidents of Liberia and Sierra Leone did not come to the summit because they want to stay back and make sure they try to help their countries get this disease out. And people should believe that this disease do exist.
Mm-hmm.
They do exist. Some people are still in denial. You know, but they should believe that they do exist, and there are certain things that we do that is causing this that we should stop doing, you know. But anyway, I want to thank you very much for just bumping into that. But now, let before I play my next piece of music, let me come to the pageant itself. Who do you think is going to emerge the winner of the Miss Africa pageant?
Ooh.
Now, we know everybody is a winner here, but who do you think is going to be Miss Africa USA?
That's such a tough question because,
so
I mean, everybody's doing so good, you know, such good competitors. You know, you hear both ladies from Ghana and Somalia here, you know, they're both intellectuals, so it's a tough competition.
Well, I know.
Oh, ooh. He's going to say Sierra Leone, huh?
No, I know. It's all of you.
Ooh, touche.
Okay. Touche speaking into existence. Yes.
Yeah.
Because
thank
as far
you.
As I'm concerned, all of you guys are beautiful, you're wonderful,
you.
And you speak well, you're
thank
well
you.
Educated. And so all of you guys are winners, you know.
Thank
and even
you.
Those that are not on the show today, I know that they're all winners. And one thing about Africa is we're winning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
And so I want you to know that I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
The best of luck goes out to you.
Thank
and
you so much.
I hope that somebody will definitely take home the first place. But just be rest assured that you are representing a continent that needs your help. And so that is the message. Like you all said, it's not about the gowns you're going to wear. It's not about who's got the best body. It's not about who's got a pretty face. But it's about, like Joa said, it's about what you do after. How you help your country. How you help your people. It's what is very, very, very important. So let me start off with Hilda, who will give me your last word. And whatever you want to say to people out there, or those who will be going to the pageant, those who are listening to you now, just say something quickly.
Yeah, no, I'm really, really honored to be here. And I really hope everyone comes out and supports all of us on Saturday. We've all worked so hard for this. There's so much that goes into getting ready for a pageant that a lot of people don't see. They come and they see a 2-hour show and they think that's it. But there's so much that we do behind the scene, and we've all put in our heart and our passion behind this. And we really just want the people to come out and support. A lot of us, I know we're from different states. I'm from Texas, Utah, Missouri. We're not from here, so we've traveled all the way here just to represent our countries and to be here at the Miss Africa USA pageant. So we would really appreciate if everyone goes out and just come out and support us.
Patricia Mabengo?
I just want to remind people that this is a cultural pageant. It's a humanitarian pageant, so it's going to be a different experience. You know, you get to witness tribal costumes, you know, African couture segment, and then of course traditional talents and things like that. So it's going to be a very exciting night, you know, and I just want to thank the DMV and all the surrounding areas for your support. But yeah, thank you so much, David. Thank you for this opportunity.
And you know, I forgot to ask you, how did you actually find me?
I had to hunt this man down. David, I'm a go-getter, okay? So I'm a hustler. I don't like to hear no, so I will find you and I'll find a way. So I kept messaging him.
You get it right.
Yeah,
thank
you so much, though. I appreciate you letting us do this.
And guess what? Today I want to send her a picture on Facebook. I mean, we're not even friends on Facebook.
I know. It said he has too many friends. It rejected me. I was like, geez. I really have to work hard to get in touch with this man. Yeah, it was crazy.
All right. Yeah, Johan, let me hear you.
Yeah, we all just want to say thank you so much for having us on the show. Patricia, yes, you had a hustle, but you met us halfway. Let us come here. Thanks so much. Also, shout out to all the Somalis out there. I don't know how many there are of you out here, but I'm from Utah. Like, come out and support, and anybody from any other of the countries, come support.
DRC.
Yes, all my Ghanaians. I know you guys are all out here, so the house better be packed.
Better have a full house that day.
All right. And with that, I just want to say another big thank you to Ethan has been so wonderful.
Shout out to Ethan.
Ethan is so great for being around. And with that, to all my African Beat fans out there, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I want to thank you for accepting us in your homes today, in your cars on the streets. Wherever you are listening to the African Beat, and to all my beautiful ladies from the Miss Africa USA pageant, Hilda, Patricia, and Joette, well, it's such a wonderful time with you guys, and I hope that anytime you stop by around the Washington, D.C., doesn't have to be on a pageant trip, but if you stop by, give me a buzz.
Definitely.
And maybe we can hang out sometime and, you know, let's talk about something else and not the pageant. By then, I know you'll be doing your work. We'll be talking about the work that you'll be doing after the pageant. All right? And so with that, I want to thank you all. My name is David Vandy from Washington, D.C. and the Voice of America on the African Beat. And now I will leave you with Hilda's own special song. And that is The Dancehall King by Shatta Wale. Yes. And so, Ghana, here we go. Shatta Wale comes in with The Dancehall King. Till then, have a wonderful day and bye-bye.
In other words, Ghana, the Ghana na link up bandana.
Let me up.
Shatta Wale. Sometime you the godfather in a NBT, we are right now, ma. Me, ma, me, yada. Collect and the godfather. Big up every your time, every get to your time, every get to girl will not say me a number one. Dancehall king of the whole Ghana, the girl never lean on the whole Ghana. Some movement team of the whole Ghana, money maker team of the whole Ghana. Dancehall king of the whole Ghana, the girl never lean on the whole Ghana. Some movement team of the whole Ghana, money maker team of the whole Ghana. Some whopping it white like Nkata, when them know say S and still tapa. That's why the girl them love shatter, like Bob Marley bun them like Ghana. So we never fall apart, cause we still bad. Speed them up, coming more than can drive ya. Dance all of me team in a watch biter. Knows that me is a night rider. So me never wanna roll with some fool faker. But I know me is an educator. Say pum pum, me love girl, and me flavor. Then I watch where you do, cause me still a day. Dance all king of the whole Ghana. The girl never lean on the whole Ghana. Some movement team of the whole
whole Ghana. Mommy make a sting in the whole Ghana. And dance all king in the whole Ghana. The girl never need in the whole Ghana. Shut down movement thing in the whole Ghana. Mommy make a sting in the whole Ghana. So me say tick tock, bust me a bus. Think set, last come a last. Long time, nobody cross. We still got the titles, how we no worry. Every pretty girl shake body. Cause the tune just a eat and we never copy. Shut down movement, champagne popping. SM, no girl them calling. So we no stop, still got the mob. Me say sick me a sick and knock me a knock. Any man try, let me leak shot. Bow, bow, lyrical. Dancehall king of the whole Ghana. The girl never leave in the whole Ghana. Shut down movement thing in the whole Ghana. Danny make a sting in the whole Ghana. Dancehall king of the whole Ghana. The girl never leave in the whole Ghana. Shut down movement thing in the whole Ghana. Danny make a sting in the whole Ghana. So me whopping it wide like M-Carter. Let them know say SM still tapper. That's why the girl them love shatter. Like Bob Molly bond them like ganja. So we never fall apart, cause we still bad. Speed them up, coming more them can drive ya. Dance all of me team when I watch biter. Knows me is a night rider. So me never wanna roll with some fool faker. Better know me is an educator. Say pum pum me love girl, I'm on me flavor. When I watch why you don't come, me still a day. Dance all king on the whole Ghana. The girl never lean on the whole Ghana. Damn movement in on the whole Ghana. Money make a sting on the whole Ghana. Dance all king on the whole Ghana. The girl never lean on the whole Ghana. Damn movement in on the whole Ghana. Money make a sting on the whole Ghana. Dancehall king of the whole Ghana. The girl never lean on the whole Ghana. Damn movement thing on the whole Ghana. Money make a sting on the whole Ghana. Dancehall king of the whole Ghana. The girl never lean on the whole Ghana. Damn movement thing on the whole Ghana. Money make a sting on the whole Ghana. Dancehall king of the whole Ghana. The girl never lean on the whole Ghana. Damn movement thing on the whole Ghana. Money make a sting on the whole Ghana. Dancehall king of the whole Ghana. The girl never lean on the whole Ghana. Damn movement thing on the whole Ghana. Castine of the world, Ghana. Dancehall king of the world, Ghana. The girl never lean on the world, Ghana. Damn movement thing on the world, Ghana. Money make Castine of the world, Ghana. Dancehall king of the world, Ghana. The girl never lean on the world, Ghana. Damn movement thing on the world, Ghana. Money make Castine of the world, Ghana.
Every ghetto you time. Every ghetto girl will know say me a number one.
Dancehall king of the world, Ghana. The girl never lean on the world, Ghana. Damn movement thing on the world, Ghana. Castine of the whole Ghana. Dancehall king of the whole Ghana. The girl never lean on the whole Ghana. Damn movement thing on the whole Ghana. Money make a scene on the whole Ghana. So me whopping it wide like M-Carter. Let them know say SM still tapper. That's why the girl them love shatter. Like Bob Molly bond them like ganja. So we never fall apart, cause we still bad. Speed them up, coming more them can drive ya. Dancehall of me team when I watch biter. Knows me is a night rider. So me never wanna roll with some fool faker. But I know me is a educator. Say pum pum me love girl, I'm a flavor. When I watch why you don't come, still a day. Dancehall king of the whole Ghana. The girl never lean on the whole Ghana. Damn movement thing on the whole Ghana. Money make a scene on the whole Ghana. Dancehall king of the whole Ghana. The girl never lean on the whole Ghana. Damn movement thing on the whole Ghana. Money make a scene on the whole Ghana.
So me say tick tock, bust me a bus. Think set, last come a last. Long time, nobody cross. We still got the titles, how we no worry. Every pretty girl shake body. Cause the tune just a eat and we never copy. Shut down movement, champagne popping. SM, no girl them calling. So we no stop, still got the mob. Me say sick me a sick and knock me a knock. Any man try, let me leak shot. Bow, bow, lyrical.
Dancehall king of the whole Ghana. The girl never lean on the whole Ghana. Damn movement thing on the whole Ghana. Money make a scene on the whole Ghana. Dancehall king of the whole Ghana. The girl never lean on the whole Ghana. Damn movement thing on the whole Ghana.